This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are joined by Dr. Michelle Aristizabal, an OBGYN and author of a book written for both the medical community and anyone looking to have a baby, Natural Labor and Birth, an evidence-based guide to the natural birth plan. Dr. Aristizabal, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and our pleasure to have you, and thanks for your time. So for starters today, I understand this is the first and only book about labor and natural birth that is based on facts. If you would, explain briefly what the book is about to kick things off today.
Well, many natural birth books that have come out on the market, and there's, you know, dozens, they really have made the case for natural birth from more of like a philosophical place rather than really talking about what evidence exists for a low intervention approach. And, you know, while there's a lot of inspirational stories and normalization of a physiologic birth process, it doesn't necessarily help the roughly 90% of women who are going to deliver in a hospital under the care of an obstetrician to sort of navigate that system. So this book goes through a typical natural birth plan that a woman would have in a hospital and examines the reasons that they're making the requests that they're making so that the medical community can understand that, and also the types of resistance that they might face from the medical community and some of the history and reasons behind that resistance. And then really just breaks apart all of the studies that have been done to say, hey, is this a reasonable thing for women to be asking for? Is it a safe thing to be asking for? And is it effective? And if not, what evidence says that it's not effective?
Dr. Aristizabal, what are the current rates for cesarean sections in the U.S. today, and why is this such a big deal?
Currently, the United States has had a cesarean section rate of about 32%. It's kind of, you know, might fluctuate a few tenths of a percentage point around that, but it's been pretty steady for the last 5 years. And in some individual states, that rate is over 40%, like in my home state where I practice in New Jersey. It's a big deal because, one, surgical births are much higher risk for both mom and baby. And moms who have a C-section with their first baby are most likely going to have a C-section with their next baby. So it kind of sets women up to deliver all of their children surgically. And we know that moms who have C-sections, they have longer recoveries, it's more painful, they have higher rates of postpartum depression and anxiety, we see lower rates of breastfeeding in those moms, in addition to just C-sections costing the healthcare system more money. And what we know is that this very aggressive medical culture that we have, this heavy intervention culture in our labor and delivery units, is contributing to this higher rate of cesareans.
Very interesting information and facts right there. Thanks for sharing. Now, you've seen firsthand and also believe the actual curriculums at medical schools must be changed so that more women can give birth naturally if they desire, and also that it is more accepted on all levels of the medical community to embrace a natural childbirth when appropriate. Can you expand on this? That would be great.
Sure. Most medical students and residents do the clinical portion of their training at large, high-risk medical centers where really they're only exposed to an intervention-heavy mode of managing labor and delivery. So this is really what the only thing that they're comfortable with. It's the only thing that they see as safe. So really what we need is more students and residents to have exposure to risk-appropriate, low-intervention models of care, such as a midwifery approach to managing a laboring woman, and more education about what techniques are effective and what techniques are, again, safe and reasonable to offer women. And until we do this, women are going to be interacting with care providers. Again, 90% of or percent of women or more are delivering in a hospital with under the care of an obstetrician. Until those care providers are comfortable with this, women aren't going to have that option. So increasing education of the standard medical community is the way to give more women and most women this option for childbirth. Unfortunately, what a lot of the natural childbirth community has done is just very vocally said the only way to expand natural childbirth options in for women in America is to have women switch and seek out midwives as their care providers, which unfortunately isn't really the tradition of maternity care in the United States. So while certainly that's a good thing to have more women consider midwives, still most women are choosing to deliver with obstetricians. So it's really obstetricians who have to expand their education and expand the tools that they use.
And certainly appreciate your perspective there today. We're joined by Dr. Michelle Aristi-Sabel, an obgyn and author of a book written for both the medical community and anyone looking to have a baby, Natural Labor and Birth, an Evidence-Based Guide to the Natural Birth Plan, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Aristi-Sabel, your book is fascinating, and I see you don't just lay out the facts of how women in labor are treated in the U.S. today, but you also offer options and solutions for doctors, nurses, and women to consider. Can you name a few here?
Sure. So really the main thing that doctors and nurses need to do is just listen to their patient, listen to their goals, and really try to offer them solutions that are in keeping with the goals that they've laid out in their birth plans and be open to that. So for example, if a labor is stalling in the later stages, the standard course would be to say, hey, let's just give you some Pitocin, which is a drug that can help augment a labor. But as the book lays out, that can be really detrimental to a natural birth plan. So instead, she could be offered an opportunity to ambulate, change positions, or an opportunity to labor in a labor tub, which can help move a labor along that's stalled. So just being open to say, hey, we could try this or we could try that, and not necessarily just jumping to the most medically aggressive thing that we can do. And really bringing a little patience back into the labor process.
Now, Natural Labor and Birth is written for both women who are expecting or planning to get pregnant and the medical community. As we mentioned, it's a great crossover book. Tell our listeners where to purchase this book and where they could get further details.
Yes, Natural Labor and Birth, an Evidence-Based Guide to the Natural Birth Plan, is available at both Amazon or at many Barnes & Noble bookstores as well.
Well, we certainly appreciate your taking the time and the effort to write this book for the medical community and women expecting or planning to get pregnant. In conclusion, one last final thought from you today, if you would, Dr. Aristi-Sabel, is there a tip you could offer our listeners if they are pregnant and wishing to have a natural labor and delivery?
So I would encourage those women to really educate themselves and learn about the different options that they have in childbirth. I would definitely encourage them to find the right doctor or midwife who will really support them and help them prepare for that type of a birth experience. And then ultimately, women need to learn skills in order to approach their labor in that way. I always tease my patients that they wouldn't wake up tomorrow and decide to run a marathon without any training. And natural labor is very much like running a marathon. Anyone can do it, but you have to prepare for it.
And a perfect place to conclude. Again, Dr. Aristi-Sabel, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Michelle Aristi-Sabel, an obgyn and author of a book written for both the medical community and anyone looking to have a baby, Natural Labor and Birth, an Evidence-Based Guide to the Natural Birth Plan. And for all the details, simply visit naturallaborandbirth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.